Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech headlines for Wednesday, March 15th, 2023. I'm Rich Straffolino. T-Mobile announced it intends to acquire Ciena Corporation, the parent company of the mobile virtual network operators Mint Mobile and Ultra Mobile. The deal could be valued up to $1.35 billion, depending on Mint's performance. T-Mobile CEO Mike Sievert said it will retain Mint's $15 a month pricing structure. The South Korean government announced a 550 trillion won private sector investment plan to raise competitiveness in high-tech sectors, including manufacturing chips, displays, and batteries. As part of this, Samsung expects to invest 300 trillion won in chip making, about $230 billion, through 2042. This will include five new chip fabs in the country. Bloomberg sources say TikTok discussed divesting itself from its parent company ByteDance as a last resort to address U.S. national security concerns. This could result in either a sale of TikTok's U.S. operations or an initial public offering. This would only occur if TikTok's existing proposals don't pass a national security review by the Committee on Foreign Investment in the United States. Sources say any divestment would require approval by the Chinese government. Microsoft confirmed that its new Bing chatbot launched running OpenAI's GPT-4 model. The company also rolled out its Edge Copilot to the stable version of the Edge browser, which brings the chatbot into the browser sidebar. Microsoft signed another 10-year deal, this time with cloud gaming company Boosteroid, to commit to delivering Call of Duty. Microsoft says Boosteroid has about 4 million users globally. This follows similar deals related to Call of Duty with Nintendo and Nvidia, and Microsoft says more deals will follow. The company is trying to show regulators it will not prevent Call of Duty from appearing on other platforms if it's allowed to acquire Call of Duty's maker, Activision Blizzard. Google raised the prices of monthly workspace accounts by 20%, now starting at $7.20 per user per month for its business starter tier. Annual plan pricing remains unchanged, but must now be purchased directly online rather than through a Google sales representative. YouTube TV launched early access to a multi-view feature in the US, letting users watch up to 4 streams at once on a screen. At launch, multi-view only supports sports content, but YouTube said it's exploring ways to use it across different content types. Users will be able to select which audio from multi-view will play and can jump in and out of full-screen mode. Google announced that Fitbit users will now be able to see 30 and 90-day views of their health metric dashboard data without a subscription. Previously, users without a subscription could only see breathing and heart rate data for 7 days. A California state appeals court reversed a lower court ruling that Proposition 22 was unconstitutional. Prop 22 defined gig workers for ride-hailing services as a new class of independent contractor with more rights than most contractors, but fewer rights than employees. So, Prop 22 is back to being law, though the court did strike down a clause that would have made it more difficult to organize a union. It may not be the end of the road, though, as the group that sued over Prop 22's constitutionality can still appeal to the California Supreme Court. and whatever is decided will set a precedent for similar laws being pursued in other states. Samsung posted an English-language explanation of how its Scene Optimizer feature takes photos of the moon in response to allegations that it uses AI to generate detailed photos of the moon. This largely reiterated what Samsung previously said about the feature, that it uses AI deep learning models to identify the moon, uses multi-frame processing to combine up to 10 images to enhance clarity, and then uses AI to enhance the image details even further. Samsung said it will work to improve Scene Optimizer to reduce any potential confusion that may occur between the act of taking a picture of the real moon and an image of the moon. In an interview with The Verge, Spotify co-president Gustav Soderstrom said the company is still working on a lossless audio experience. The company previously announced plans to launch a hi-fi tier at the end of 2021, but that never materialized. The Verge's sources say Spotify had technical work on a hi-fi offering completed for over a year now, but delayed the launch when Apple added lossless music to standard Apple Music subscriptions. Samsung announced the A54 and A34 smartphones, refreshes to its popular mid-range offerings. Both offer 120Hz, 2400 by 1080 AMOLED screens, able to hit up to 1000 nits of brightness, IP67 water and dust resistance, 5000 mAh batteries, and 25W wired charging. The A54 uses an Exynos 1380 SoC, while the A34 uses a MediaTek 1080. Both open for pre-order on March 30th, shipping April 6th. The A54 starts at £449, the A34 at £349. According to a leaked retail listing seen by 9to5 Google, Google plans to launch a Pixel Fold device in mid-June this year, along with a Pixel 7a phone. The leaked document shows the Fold will come in carbon and porcelain colorways with 256GB and 512GB storage options. And finally, Microsoft will hold its annual Build Developer Conference on May 23rd through the 25th, both virtually and in person in Seattle, Washington. Virtual registration is free with access to live keynotes and interactive experiences, including Q&As. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show, dailytechnewsshow.com. Find show notes and links to all these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.